Now, a question for you, listeners. What was the last ad that you saw on TV or maybe online that really actually sticks out in your mind? It's hard to think of one sometimes, isn't it? Because nowadays, with so many highly polished, heavily edited, highly produced ads, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to grab the public's attention. And in the past, if you wanted to get a message across, well, then it was pretty simple. You took out an ad on a billboard or in the newspaper, and basically, that was that. If you tell them, they will come, to quote the old phrase. But nowadays, it ain't that easy. And enter the wonderful world of viral marketing. And that is where people use websites like YouTube and Facebook to be as creative and as experimental as they wish in the hope of getting the audience's attention. And with me now in studio is Colm Flynn to talk about one such way of doing this, which is creating a new genre, which is very exciting, and we've good news about this, and that's the whole lip dub video. Colm, first of all, care they lip dub?
Lip dub. I've been eating, sleeping, drinking, everything.
You haven't
been eating lip dub videos for the last couple of months. Online, there are trends, and they come and go, they peak and then they disappear for a while, they might come back. Ones like, people will know flash mobs, mm-hmm. where a group of people surprise shoppers in a supermarket or at a train station with a big dance routine.
Or something like that. Michael Jackson's Thriller, or a piece of classical music, or whatever.
Riverdance did a big one, didn't they, in Australia, in a train station in Sydney.
Exactly, you get the great reaction shots. Mm-hmm. And then you have other ones that come and go. But one that's been going around for the last year and a half is a thing called a lip dub video. And they have really become hot. Everyone's watching them online. A lot of colleges, towns and cities are doing them. And it's what we did here for Big Music Week as well.
So we'll talk about that in a moment. But a lip dub, a piece of music played and then people act it out.
Yeah, and everyone will know YouTube. It's the biggest video online sharing website in the entire world. But the second biggest is a website called Vimeo. And back in 2006, one of the guys who founded Vimeo, he was really bored one day heading into work.
Jake Ladwick.
And he got off the bus and he had a 3-minute walk until he got to the office. And he was listening to music in his headphones. He was listening to a song. And then for some bizarre reason, out of boredom again, he just took out his camera phone and he started filming himself singing the song. And when he got back to the office, he played it back and you could hear all the traffic in the background. So he said, you know what I'll do? I'll get the song I was listening to. I'll dub it over to make it look like I'm singing this. And he put it up on the web. Millions of people just said, that's kind of funny and quirky. And then he said, I propose we call this a lip dub video. I've lip synced to it. I've dubbed it over. It's a lip dub.
And it became a new phrase in the English language and became very, very popular. And a couple of them have become really viral hits in where it takes over a whole city, a whole town.
Yeah. And viral means that it takes on legs of its own. So I might put it up on my Facebook page and then Brenda, who's smiling at me and was tickling me there a little while ago before we came on air, she'll put it on her Facebook page.
What I do to everybody in the studio.
So you have 10 multiplied by 40, multiplied by 40, multiplied by 3 and suddenly it's hundreds of thousands and all over the place.
Branches out like a big tree. So that's what happens.
The one that lots of people will know is the Grand Rapids made last year. Tell us a bit about that.
This is a city in the US, Grand Rapids, and a couple of years ago there was an article in a national paper that said Grand Rapids was one of the top dying cities in the US. And then one young filmmaker in the city called Rob Bliss, he said, I'm going to retaliate, I'm going to fight back, and I'm going to do something really creative. I'm going to make a lip dub video. But no ordinary lip dub video. He got 5,000 people, 5,000 of the citizens involved. They literally closed off the entire city for a day to do this. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Grand Rapids lip dub.
So he got the local people, he got the fire service, he got the police, he got marching bands, he got everybody.
And the trick is with a lip dub video, really good song that everyone will know and love. He picked American Pie. And then you get really good talent or actors in it, lots of colours and vibrancy. So he got cheerleaders, the local football team, the fire engines. You'd like that, Brenda, as well?
I would, yeah.
No, Joe Duffy would salivate over those because he's mad.
Yeah.
He has a fetish nearly about the fire service.
We had the firemen as well at we had the firemen at our lip dub video as well, and they were great. And they got their hoses and sprayed them into the air. So anyway, the one in Grand Rapids, it became a huge viral hit, and it was a great way to kick the guy in the backside who wrote the article saying it was a dying city, because it clearly proved
it was a vibrant city.
It wasn't a dying city.
So Big Music Week was coming up for RTE, and Anne-Marie Power and yourselves had this idea, let's go and do it. So you ring Rob Bliss, the creator, to say to him, Rob, we'd love to take that idea that you had, any tips? And he was a wonderfully brilliant, communicative, friendly, lovable person, or was he?
He told me to beep off when I called him. I suppose he did it a couple of years ago and it's got 6 million hits, I think. So he's probably so sick of people asking him about it. Mm. So when I went in, we had a meeting here months ago about Big Music Week. What would we do to promote it? And then we came up with this idea, watching other videos, and we put it onto a big screen. We watched Grand Rapids and we said, let's do that. Now, I said, I don't think we actually will do it. So I went out and by hook or by crook, I managed to track down Rob Bliss, the guy who made the other video, because I wanted to chat to him. He had to give me some tips. We'd never done something like this. It's huge. Logistics is unbelievable.
It has to be in one take. Once you start the music, it has to continue to the very end. And if somebody messes up, tough.
Start again. Yeah. So that's why we had all the nightmares and stuff, people getting their hair set on fire or something like that. But I got a cell number, rang him, and he didn't want to talk to me. And I said, please, I was so enthusiastic about Urge. You know, we're from the Irish National Broadcaster. We're going to make a really cool lipped up video. And I wanted him to take a conference call with us, but no way. So eventually we had a quick chat and I jotted down lots of notes and he gave me some great tips, which really helped our video. So then over the next couple of months, we went to work and we picked a route and we changed it. And then we picked another one.
Yeah, but talk about picking the song, because the song must be really important, like to have an energy and a vibrancy and something people can like. So you picked one of my favourite songs, which is the stunning Brewing Up a Storm. Why that song? Was there a lot of debate about the song?
We all fell out over it and then we fell back in, then we fell out. We picked...
out of love. I'm so lost without you.
We could have done that one.
No, I'm saying that's what you guys were like.
The trick is you got to pick one that really stick in people's heads and they'll be humming it for the rest of the day. And when they go and they meet someone, they'll say, what are you humming that for? And they'll say, oh, actually, it's in a lipped up video. Yeah. You should check it out.
Well, we have a link on our website, which is rte.ie/Mooney. And you can see it there. It's also up on YouTube. It's an extraordinary piece of work because you managed to get hundreds of people and everybody who was in RTE. Everybody did it for nothing. There were, you know, it was done on a Saturday and people turned up. You had dancing bands. You had Fawcett Circus. You had
Bollywood dancers. Yeah.
We had the Nepalese Society of Ireland. We had Chinese Society. We had some of the Roses from the Rose of Tralee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All to this music.
Yeah. Well done, Donal.
We had Mr. Angus McAnally as well.
We were all... Brenda, you're there doing your little bit of dancing.
I was dancing with two guys. I made them look good.
John Murray on the piano was there
John
as
Murray
well.
John Murray on the piano, yeah. Brent Pope. Micheál Amhairle Hertig was on... What was it? Saxophone.
And timed to the break. And of course, you had the Beatles there in the guise of Mr. Ryan Tuberty. You had... Eddie Hobbs.
And fair play to Patrick Co-op, who's a great director. He's done the Eurovision. It was a nightmare because we had over 500 people, so we couldn't do loads of rehearsals. So we rehearsed a lot of it on the morning. Mm. And fair play to a lot of the groups that might be listening now that came up and they gave up so much of their time.
But you know what? Were we lucky? We got a beautiful day. And
the sun was shining.
It was the best fun ever.
It really was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, everybody went away from it, Colm, thinking that was a great day. I'm really happy. There was a really great sense of enjoyment and appreciation for being part of something which is quite extraordinary. Yeah, and at the moment I can tell you there are over 40 something thousand hits already.
41,000 hits, I think. We put it up Monday. We're delighted with that, but we want people to put it on their Facebook pages and share it. So you go onto YouTube, you get the link, you put it on your Facebook, you tweet it, your friends will like it, they like it in the office.
And of course, all next week, RTE is celebrating Big Music Week. But congratulations, it is a great bit of work and people are really liking it all over the world. People are amazed to see so many of the RTE kind of stars that are in it and everybody else that's been there and just having great fun. Colm, thank you so much for coming in, and Brenda, thanks to you.